Glory to his name. Hallelujah. I said glory to his name. You may be seated and open your Bibles up quickly to John chapter 11. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is everywhere at the same time in everybody that's called by his name. So it doesn't make any difference where we go. We got the light. Glory to God. John 11 chapter, we're going to start with verse 7. 11 and 7. It says, then, after that said he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth, not because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Come on, give Jesus some praise. Title of this message is Going with Confidence into Difficult Places. Glory to God. He said to his disciples, let's go back into Judea. They just left out of Judea and they tried to kill him. They said, Master, are you crazy? The Jews of late, in other words, it hasn't been long ago when they tried to kill you. And you mean to tell me you're going to go back in there again? Jesus asked them, he said, are there not 12 hours in the day? In other words, whatever those 12 hours are, that he's got to work and do the work that the Father has sent him. So he had to go back because the Spirit of God was leading him back into Judea again because there was some unfinished work that he had to do. Sometimes we are led by the Spirit of God into the most difficult places in our lives. But if we pay attention to the Spirit, glory to God, that we can walk with the light and not the sunlight. See, they had the sunlight. They perceived. They can. Jesus said, you can see because you have the light of this world. He's talking about the sunlight. Metaphorically, he's talking about the sun of righteousness. But he said, because you can see, you won't stumble. But let me tell you something about seeing. You go into the difficult places, you can't watch your back. But Jesus can. The difficult places we walk in sometimes, we don't know the way. We don't know what's going to befall us the next moment. But Jesus do. See, he already perceived what's going on in Judea. But what he was doing, he was laying a foundation for the disciples. He said, if you walk by the sunlight, you see by the sunlight. And if you walk in the dark, you can't see nothing because you don't have that sunlight in the nighttime. But the application of the whole thing is that he that has the sun got the light. If we got Jesus Christ, we got the light. If we got Christ, we got happiness. If we got Christ, we got healing. If we got Christ, we got everything because everything is in the light. The enemy can't knock you down because you're in the light. The scripture said we are trouble on every side. That means that everything is about us, trying to overtake us, trying to knock us down. But I'm here to tell you tonight, glory to God, if you got the sun that's in you, he said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, glory to God, you can ask anything in my name, believe it, and it shall be done. He wasn't worried about going back into Judea because he had the Father and the Spirit of God was leading him and directing him, glory to God. Don't you know the Spirit? That same Spirit is directing in God and you and I. So that's why Jesus said, have no fear, be not afraid. He said all of these things in the Old Testament, the everlasting gospel. He said this thing to the children of Israel, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still talking to his children, glory to God, and we are his children, glory to God, and God is still telling us to fear not, be not dismayed, for I am with you whithersoever you go. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a praise. I'm excited about living for God. See, we are not no movie actors. Movie actors play the part. And they play the part till the director is satisfied. And then they put it on tape. And they don't have to play the part no more. They just play the tape. We are not pretenders. We are not actors, glory to God. We have to live this thing every day. This is a daily walk. Give us this day our daily bread. This is a daily one. We got the light. We got to prove ourselves daily before God. We got to prove ourselves daily before man. We got to prove ourselves daily on our job. We got to prove ourselves daily in our household. We got to prove ourselves daily in the church house. We got to prove ourselves that if we walk uprightly before God, he said, I'll hold but no good things from you, glory to God. Why? Because you're in the light. And when you got the light, you got everything. He was trying to tell them, if you stick with me, everything's going to be all right. If you stick with Christ, everything is going to be all right. They are shooting up, they are bombing, they are doing all these things. But you got to look back on your life and see how God done brought you through. Men are arming themselves and doing all of these stuff. But you and I, we've been armed for many years, glory to God. We walking in the light and not by the will of the flesh, not by the mind, glory to God, of man. But we're walking by the mind of Christ. That's what Jesus was doing. He was going by the mind of God. He said, I got to go back into Judea. We got to go back, glory to God, sometime into Judea. Sometime we got to go back. We don't know what it holds. We don't know what's going to be there. That's what they were trying to tell Jesus. You don't know what's going to be there. When they hear that you are there, they're going to lie and wait in places you never thought of before. But they didn't know that Jesus had already heard from the Father. He knew all about the enemy, glory to God. But he was telling the disciples, if you stick with me, everything is going to be all right, glory to God. They was not yet in the Son, and the Son was not yet in them, but they was with the Son, glory to God. And if you stick with Jesus, glory to God, Jesus will bring you out every time. Hallelujah. That's why I don't worry about it, glory to God. If I'm going to live, let me live. If I'm going to die, let me die. Because I'm going to be with God. I'm with him when I'm living. You are with him when you're living. You're going to be with him when you're dead. Glory to God. Because the resurrection raised up that life eternally. Glory to God. And gave us that life. Glory to God. That's the light that's in you and I. When we go into a difficult place. Let me tell you something. We are walking in a difficult place because we don't know what's going on in our lives. Glory to God. From day to day. That's why Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow. Don't think about what you're going to say or what you're going to eat or what you're going to do. Don't worry about that, because you got the light, glory to God. The light is not only with us, but the light is in us, glory to God. And we got the light in us, and wherever we go, we take that light, glory to God. Wherever we all go, we got peace, glory to God. Wherever we go, we got comfort, glory to God. Wherever we go, we got protection, glory to God. Wherever we go, we are blessed, glory to God. So don't worry about what the world is doing. Just keep your mind stayed on the light, and the light will guide you and direct you along the way of life. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a praise. They said, Master, you're going to go back in there again. People are scared to go out at night. You're going to go back over there on 7 miles again? I want to tell them so bad. I was going over there Wednesday morning and Wednesday night when I wasn't working. I was going Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, and Friday night, and all day Sunday, glory to God. They couldn't understand why I was going so much, glory to God. But it was not by my power nor by my might, but it was by the light, glory to God, that was shining in my soul. That light is shining in you and I, glory to God. That light is healing us. That light is strengthening us every day. That light is fortifying our mind every day, glory to God. When the enemy come at our door, glory to God, the light is there there to meet the enemy, glory to God. You ain't got to worry about the enemy taking your soul, glory to God. You ain't got to worry about the enemy doing any harm to you, glory to God. Why? Because you got the light, and the light shines in all darkness, and the darkness can't comprehend it, glory to God. They can't understand why you are still healed. They can't understand why you are still blessed. They can't understand because you ain't driving no Cadillac, but you're still driving. They can't understand you don't live in a big house, but you got a house, glory to God. They can't understand you ain't got a $1,000 suit, but you got a suit, glory to God. They can't understand these things, but why they can't understand? Because you and I are in the light, and they can't understand the light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He said, there are 12 hours in the day. Any man walking it, he stumbling not because he see it. The light of this world. We can't walk by power or our might. We can't walk by the philosophers. We can't walk by the dictionaries. We can't walk by the motivational books. We can't walk by the motivational speakers. There's only one that has eternal life, and his name is Jesus. There's only one true light. Glory to God, and it's Jesus. Glory to God. There's only one, glory to God, concrete light. Glory to God. Jesus didn't go into Judea alone, but he went in there with confidence. Glory to God. As long as you walk in that confidence in those difficult places that you can't see, glory to God. You think you can see it, glory to God, but you can't see it, glory to God. But Jesus knows the way. Why? Because he is the way. He is the light. He is the truth, glory to God. And when you have confidence in him, glory to God, you won't lose anything in this life, glory to God. Why? Because God has prepared it for his church. Come on and give God some praise. He said, but if a man walk in the night, he stumbles because there is no light in him. You don't have the sunlight. When we step out of this building, we don't have no sunlight. You better pray that your headlights on your car is working. We don't have no sunlight when we leave here. You can't walk by no cigarette lighter because you can't see. But you can walk in the light of the Spirit of God. And you don't have to see. But see, the perception of this seeing is that they saw the actual Jesus did, the actual object of what was going on in Judea. Hallelujah. I don't know what my tomorrow holds. Matter of fact, I'm not thinking about tomorrow. I'm not even thinking about today or this moment. I'm not thinking about the next moment. Glory to God, because there's no room for those kinds of things. This temple was made for Jesus Christ. So I'm going to give him the room, glory to God. I'm going to give him all the time I can give him, glory to God, in this day, glory to God. I don't want to stumble, glory to God. But God said, if I should stumble, glory to God, that he is the way, that he is my eyesight, that he is my ear, glory to God, that he is my strength, that he is my light, that he is my joy and my peace, glory to God. So I can enter in with his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, glory to God. In the darkest hours of your life, glory to God, you can enter in and God will be there waiting on you, glory to God, with all of the blessings that you have need of. Hallelujah. He'll give you an overflow, glory to God. You don't have to ask it, glory to God. You don't have to beg him. It's already resolved, glory to God. It's already signed, glory to God. It's resolved before you was in your mother's womb that you should be called the sons of God. You don't have to worry, glory to God, because you was already a son before you was born. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Just took a little molding and a little shaping. And then you become a true son. Hallelujah. Put off the old and took on the new. Hallelujah. They thought Jesus was crazy. You going back into some place where they'll stone you? I think sometimes when I'm driving down the expressway or even the street on my street, I come off of Plymouth Road and I get a block and a half down and I'm almost to my house. I look in the rearview mirror and somebody's on my rear. I said, God, where in heaven's name did they come from? Sometimes I think they come up out of those potholes and the cracks in the ground. Hallelujah. But you don't have to worry about that. Because, you know, they run up on me and the old lady said, oh, you better pull over. They're going to run you down. Well, he said the wrong thing to the wrong person. Hallelujah. I'm not pulling over. Because I pay taxes just like they pay taxes. Hallelujah. And you ain't going to rain on my taxes. I'm going to use my own taxes. Hallelujah. These are the difficult places that we're in all the time. Sometimes we ask God, God, why is this so difficult? Why I got to go through this? Why this and why that? Jesus said there's only 12 hours in a day. So you need to quit asking them kind of questions and be about the master's business, glory to God. Still asking about how come this and how come that. You need to ask Jesus and lift up your hand and begin to praise him. Say, Lord, I thank you for bringing me out. I'm not out yet, but I know you're coming. I know you're going to bring me out. I know you're going to strengthen me. I'm not healed yet, but I know you're going to heal me. I'm not best yet with that cop, but I know it's on the way, glory to God. I'm not satisfied, glory to God, with what I got, glory to God, but I have confidence in you, glory to God, that you're going to add more and more in my life. But the main thing, Jesus, is this one thing, that I have your eternal life, and that's the most precious thing up on this earth. It's better than the silver and the gold. It's better than all of the trinkets, glory to God. It's better than the loudspeakers. It's better, glory to God, because you have everything that you have need of, and that's the light. Hallelujah. Come on and give it some praise. I'm closing. Hallelujah. If you read the scriptures, you see how the men and the women of God went into those difficult places. When you look back on how the prophets went into those difficult places, Jesus sent them in there. God sent them in them difficult places. Don't you know they had confidence? If you know you're going into some place and it's dangerously, you don't know what's going to happen, but you know danger lies there. But if you got confidence in God, you don't worry about the danger anymore. Because God is going to set you free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. That's why you can't let nobody rain on your parade, because you're free. Hallelujah. You can't let nobody put you down. You're free. You need to tell somebody point blank the next time they come around you with a negative word. You say, well, I'm free. That's not my language. I'm free. And they say, what's your language? My language is Jesus Christ crucified, glory to God. The resurrection, glory to God. That's my language. That's my truth. And when I hear from him like Jesus heard from the Father, I'm going to go into those difficult places, glory to God, with my head lifted up high. You got to walk uprightly before God wherever you go, glory to God. You got to remember this one thing. You got the light, glory to God. There's no darkness where you are. The light is always there. It's shining into the darkness. The darkness can't stay, glory to God. Why? Because the light is greater than the darkness. The light is greater than anything, glory to God. It's greater, glory to God, than sickness. It's greater, glory to God, than poverty. It's greater than anything you can think of up on this earth. It's greater, glory to God. It's greater than anything that you have on the inside, glory to God. Why? Because he's a great God and he's greatly to be praised. Come on and give him some praise. I'm here to tell you, don't walk without the light. Don't walk without the light. You know, sometimes we go into those difficult places. The light is there, but we don't have the confidence. Our confidence gets weak. Why? Because our difficulties in our situations jump out of the bushes like some big old boogeyman and scare you. But you got to remember, as the Spirit of the Lord bring the word to you, fear thou not, for I'm your God. Hallelujah. In other words, I'm your light. Amen. Don't worry about the circumstances of the situation. Let me tell you something, they're going to beat you down to the ground. But you got to remember the resurrection. You are free, glory to God. Can't no enemy hold you down. Can't no enemy kill you. Can't no enemy steal from you, glory to God, except God make him give it back and then bless you doubly, glory to God, just to smite the enemy, glory to God. I'm here to tell you tonight, glory to God, stay with the light, glory to God. The light is the way. The light knows the way. The light, glory to God, will make the crooked path straight and the high places low and the low places high. The light can do anything in your life. That's why he said, fear not. Glory to God. Everybody stand.